Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Perspectives. Live with Ashley Burgess here in the house on 570 KLIF and iHeartRadio as well. So either you're listening on the dial or you're listening on the internet. Thank you either way. So, you know, right before we went to break, I was talking about how you really can't move forward unless you get both feet together, right? So you got one foot in the present, you got one foot in the past. It's not going to help you out very much. And, you know, a lot of times, even if you're not even in the past, in the future, even if you have one foot in one situation and one in the other, like kind of, you know, trying to see what's going to pan out, which one's better, a lot of times that can actually mess you up as well. Because you're not putting your full energy into the situation, which you're not giving it your all. And guess what? Your all's not going to come out of it. I mean, you might get some positive stuff, but I mean, 70-30 is okay. You know, it's a C. So, you know, that's an issue, as well as the fact that when we make these changes, though, we sometimes have to go through it and mourn the situation and understand that even if it was a bad situation, even if it wasn't working for us, you still have to kind of mourn it because your mind and your body is so wrapped up in it, as well as, you know, you've been living it for so long. It's hard to just switch gears like that. You know, and then on top of that, one of the worst things we have to deal with is it's like buyer's remorse, right? It's like buyer's remorse when you buy something and then you're kind of, oh man, I don't know if I should have bought that. I don't know if I like this car. I don't know if the, you know, and that's why the car companies always have a lot of the ads on TV and stuff like that, just to say, hey, you did a good job by buying that. You know, it's the same as changing and changer's remorse. And I've kind of like dubbed that comment is that, you know, when you make a change, sometimes you can be remorseful. You feel remorseful because, you know, you're hesitant. You're hesitant because you're making a big change in your life. You know, whether it's you're leaving your job or you're leaving an abusive relationship or you're changing your lifestyle, you know, the initial change is very invigorating. You know, it's really cool. It's really happy. It's very invigorating. You're on the top of the world. You got more energy than you've ever had. You know, however, after the newness and the invigoration has slowed down, the feeling of possible regret, you know, begins to play in your brain. Did I do the right thing? Oh, man, I don't know. I wonder if I did the right thing. I wonder. I'm not really sure. You know, so to join me this evening to discuss some stuff here on this segment and the next is a friend of mine and also will be a friend of yours. And I have a problem saying her last name a lot, but Katie Deojos. And she is a privacy advocate dedicated to informing people about the importance of data protection. You know, she's currently working in operations and marketing at startpage.com and helping with the new launch of Start Mail, an encrypted email service available later on in the year. And she went to University of Texas as well, and she's going to India on a big trip, and we're not going to have time to talk about that really tonight, but as you can see, she's got some depth. She's got some total depth and some real stuff to bring to the table tonight. Katie, good to have you on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ashley. Good to talk to you.
Hey, awesome to have you. You know, I'm talking about the concept of, you know, changer's remorse and how a lot of times we can make these big changes in our life and it can be it's definitely the right thing to do. It's definitely the right thing to do. You had to do it. There was really no way out of it. But you have that tendency of feeling remorseful. Did I do the right thing? I mean, do you have any experience with dealing with this in your life?
Yes.
That's a clear yes.
Yes.
So when you deal with that kind of stuff, you know, a lot of times people find themselves asking everybody around them again, almost like when we figured out we had a problem because we tell everybody about our problem. Well, then on the flip-flop, we sit there and ask people, do you think I did the right thing?
Well, sure. And I think we all, you know, when we make a choice, you know, a definitive decision has been made and we are no longer going to the left, we are clearly going to the right. There's something about seeking affirmation from others. And we do. We want to be reassured that, yes, we made the correct decision.
I think so. And I think it's almost like buyer's remorse. It's like you get it, even when you're buying something, you get very invigorated. You know, the newness, it's like your heart's racing. And you're like, wow, this is so great. You know, it's almost like when you make a big change. It's the same thing. You know, you have that heart racing. You have those endorphins. You know, the stress levels carrying you through. And then all of a sudden you're like, gosh, what am I going to do now?
Exactly. And I think, you know, a good example for that may be a new job or something. You know, you're real excited. You've put all this effort into it and you're finally there. And maybe you've been aspiring to this one particular position and you've got it and you've made this big life change and you start second guessing yourself and you're like, wait a minute, is this really what I wanted? Was this the decision I should have made?
That's true. And it's like, and a lot of times too, we go and we talk to our friends about it. You know, heck, we'll talk to anybody that'll listen. Hey, you think I did the right thing? But the problem with that is that they might not think you did. You know, they might
That's
say,
a really good point.
Yeah, what if you didn't? What if you didn't do the right thing? What if Katie, what if you came up to me and said, you know, I did this? And I'm like, whoa, really? Whoa, man, I don't know if I would have done that. I don't know. I mean, I might go do this. I'm not. And all of a sudden, now you're really questioning yourself, but they don't even know the circumstance. I mean, they only know, like, the little smidgen of what you told them, as well as they only know their perspective in life, because it's from their perspective that they live, not yours.
Exactly. And we all have our own unique lens through which we look at the world. And I think that sometimes, I think it's, again, you know, and you talk, I actually pulled your book back out tonight before I called.
That's awesome.
And I was looking at the chapter talking about moderation. And I think that to an extent, it's healthy to ask other people and to gain insight from people that you respect and just to kind of double check and maybe seek that affirmation. But I believe that there's a point that where it comes where you have to say, you know what? I've made the decision and I need to move forward in it.
I agree with that. And I think wholeheartedly, you know, in your heart of hearts, you've done the right thing. And a lot of times, you know, we all live by our perspective and we all live with the things that we've grown up from. And, you know, our parents and our environment shape our world so much that when you're asking other people, their entire thought process is going into it. So, for example, let's say you go out and you quit your job and you say, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this boss. I can't stand it anymore. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. You know, I'm not going to come home stressed out, taking my anger out on my family and doing all this stuff. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm going to really, you know, put forth the effort to do what I want to do in this life. And normally with that situation, if you ask somebody, for example, that has had a problem getting a job or a problem or a situation where they don't have enough skills to have a job maybe of that caliber that you had, even if you were very unhappy in it, they're not going to see that unhappy has anything to do with, you know, quitting that job.
Right. And, you know, you got me thinking with that particular example is that there are two things. One, don't make decisions based solely on emotion. Be able to separate beforehand the emotion from the action. And then secondarily, I would say that the key thing is rather than after the fact, asking for counsel, doing that beforehand and really talking to people that you respect, that you trust, that you know to be wise, and asking them for their advice beforehand, then using that information combined with the facts you already have, and then making the decision. And I think that you'll end up being less affected by changer's remorse than you would if you just acted purely on impulse, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense, you know, and it's because when you jump in, you know, head first, I think that you can ask other people, especially if you respect them, if they obviously have their head on, you know, straight and you know that they can kind of understand, delineate kind of maybe your life and understand enough about it that they're not making a snap decision. But once you've made the decision, you really need to, you know, believe in yourself. And like we talked about last Sunday, you know, believe in the fact that you're worthy. You have worthiness. You're a very worthy person to be able to have this life that you're trying to create and going in the right direction. And, you know, if you don't think you're doing the right thing, you know, no one else is going to think you are. You know?
Right. And I think, yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's something to be said for being able, and again, you know, trying to plan in advance, to really be conscious about the decisions you make. And I think that consciousness and awareness and preparation will help that once you make that decisive choice, it will beget confidence in the choice that you've made.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I know that a lot of people say that, you know, when you do make a big choice, it creates like that queasy feeling, you know, because you've been raised to, you know, to constantly accept, you know, situations that we deal with, you know, and we've all well adapted, you know, to the situation. But I think that, yeah, once you get to that point in life, you just have to say, hey, I'm going to make this decision based upon what I need in my life, and I'm worthy to have this. And I know that a lot of people that have gone through divorce, I've talked with people, you know, that go through that all the time, and they fight, especially when it's a long, arduous process, like a 2 to 3 year, year and a half, whatever, you know, case, and they're having to go to court and do all this stuff. It's in this, they're in that fight or flight mode for so long that finally when the battle's over, they're still fighting everybody around them.
And, you know, that's not something that I personally have experienced firsthand, but I'm very sympathetic to those who have, and I can only imagine what that is like, and to be on the other side of that, and to look back in that specific context, to look back on a marriage, and really, especially if there are children involved, and to be able to say, whoa, did I do the right thing? You know, and for those people who know that they did, and especially if there was a safety issue or something involved with that, to be able to recognize, you know, it is important that I am a person who deserves to be treated with respect and dignity, and to move forward in that, absolutely.
I totally agree with that. And when we come back here in our next segment, we're going to be talking to the Perspectives Pulse. We're going to be talking about networking, all great stuff, as well as Katie's going to be joining us to discuss some other issues that kind of relate to this. And I think things that you're very interested in because it's right hot off the presses. It's new and things that need to be heard. So stay tuned. Keep us on 570 KLIF or keep us on the iHeartRadio app. And you know what? We'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.